In this video, we're going to talk about input scope, and we've already seen the default input scope several times. In fact, every time that we allow the user to put their finger, or their mouse cursor, inside of the text box, and the little input scope keyboard pops open where they can start typing. There are a number of different input scopes depending on the type of information that you're trying to collect as a developer. So it's a matter of choosing the right one. And I counted, there's several dozen that are available to you. We'll look at a listing in just a moment. You'll probably find yourself gravitating towards the same four or five or six input scopes that are available. So we're going to highlight those in this video, and then I'll let you experiment with the others on your own. So as you can see, I have a new project called Input Scope already created here in Visual Studio. Before we get started in that, let me just show you where you can find a complete list and an explanation for each of the Input Scope name value enumerations. I typed that phrase in exactly and hit the search button in Bing, and the article you're looking for is in msdn.microsoft.com, so just make sure you're looking at the correct one. And if you scroll down, you can see that there are a number of different input scopes, like address street, or currency amount, or date, or email name or address, and so on. So the type of information displayed on the keyboard will change based on which input scope you as the developer choose, and we'll see an example of that in just a moment. So there are a couple of different ways that we can go about adding different input scopes rather than just the default one for our text box. We could do it in C#, but I think it's simpler if you just look at it in the XAML. So that's what all we're going to do in this video, is look at it using XAML. So what I'm going to have to do is kind of do a little reconstruction here on our text box, and I'm going to have to add an ending text box tag. Inside, I'm going to create a textbox.inputscope element, and inside of that I want to create an input scope, and inside of that I want to set the input scope name value attribute equal to, and here we can choose any one of a number of different ones as you can see through this long list. Okay, we're just going to start off with text. We'll close that tag out, and we'll save this, and let's go ahead and execute our application. All right, and so the interesting thing about the text input scope is that it's the only one that has the spelling suggestion. So I might start typing enumerate, and you can see that it gives me a number of options here, and I can use my finger to kind of go through the entire listing of potential matches for what I'm intending to type in. And so then to select one, I can just click it in the list. So you can see how much of a time saver and that would be, as well as a spell checker. Some phones just automatically change it for you if you're not paying attention to the little bubbles that pop open. I'm not naming any names, but as a user of that device, it was very frustrating to send a text message very quickly and realize that I totally butchered what I wanted to say. At least here I'm taking the explicit action of selecting which word. All right. Additionally, you can see that in this text mode we get access to various emoticons. I can also select whether I want the French or English or Italian or the different keyboards and potential values that I want to use to spell. There's a number pad. Here's additional punctuation and so on. All right, but there are other input scopes as well, and all we need to do now is just change out the value here. So for example, if I wanted to accept a URL into my text box, let's see how this changes. So notice that it has a .com here, so I could go www.somethingwhatever.com. So it makes it easier as I'm typing in the URL. I don't have to type in everything after the domain name. Okay, let's stop that. Let's take a look at chat and see how that's different. Okay, the emoticons come back, so I can put in an interesting little emoticon. Also, I think I get the completion of the text here as well. Let's see if I get that. Yeah, I get this as well. Let's take a look at telephone. If I want to collect. Telephone number, rather. And notice that it pops open with an input scope that allows me to input numbers. Okay, pretty neat. How about just numbers? So it gives me the number values as well as common the pound sign, percentage, and so on. Great. And then finally, I'll just look at email address. And notice that it has the at symbol and the .com, so I can more easily do something like this. Okay, great. So this is a pretty simple video. Really, the gist of it is how to include input scopes to collect the kind of data that you need from the user to make it easy for them to enter that without having to type in everything. Everything from the text and chat, which allow for that spell suggestions at the top, to creating addresses or email address or telephone numbers and things of that nature. So be sure to include that in your application to make it easier for your user to enter the right information. Okay, so that's great. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you.